Good morning, Symphony. Happy Wednesday morning. Today we will continue on in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verses 17 to chapter 3, verse 5. You have wearied the Lord with your words, but you say, "How have we wearied him?" By saying, "Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them," or by asking, "Where is the God of justice?" Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. A quick recap. So far, we have seen the Israelites disputing with God, questioning his faithfulness despite being 100 years out of exile. Today's passage, we see the fourth dispute as the Israelites ask, "Where is the God of justice?" They see that those that are evil in the world are being seemingly blessed by God. Have you ever thought that before? Have you ever seen others that do bad things but somehow have a seemingly good and blessed life? It's easy to think, "God, that's not fair. God, what about me?" This is what the Israelites were getting at. God responds by saying that he is wearied by their unbelief and misunderstanding of justice. In fact, it's an accusation that God is unjust himself. When I was studying abroad and serving abroad, I felt really wronged by somebody there. Yet, they kept getting all the praise and acknowledgement from people. I thought this was so wrong, and as people did not know the hidden harmful things that they were doing behind closed doors. It was so easy for me to judge them and to judge God's seemingly inactive ways. But one of my mentors really encouraged me and challenged me by saying this. She said, "Don't be angry at them, but rather fear for them as they will have to stand before God on the judgment day." And this is what the following verse talks about when God says he will bring judgment on the day of the Lord when Jesus returns. There will be a refining fire, and the faithfulness will be refined like gold and silver, bringing offerings and righteousness to the Lord. Then God will bring his judgment against all of the evildoers. God is not inactive like the Israelites accused, but he is bringing the ultimate judgment in his own timing. God is just himself. He is justice. I know my mentor's words were meant for me to release forgiveness upon the abuser, but her words also made me reflect on myself and my own ways. God, is there anything that I am doing in my own life that is against your heart? Have I done anything this week, whether intentional or not, that has harmed or wounded somebody in my life? Let's ask the Lord to grow us in this area today. Let's pray. God, we see so much injustice in our world. Forgive us, God, for bringing you weariness with our accusations that you are inactive and are unjust. For you, God, will bring judgment on the day of the Lord. I pray that you would help us to not be so accusatory ourselves, but to humbly reflect on our own lives to see if we are doing harm or hurt to those around us. And forgive us, God, for thinking that we are the most just people, but we recognize, Lord, that we fall short in so many ways. So I pray that you would give us patience, wisdom, and discernment as we seek to see your kingdom come here on earth. May we be agents of your peace and restoration until the day of your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.